yes, there must be a God. This conference is the very proof. For me, this statement is a metaphor for a great conference and a nice person in charge of it. Just my honest opinion. For the devoted believer, it's probably blasphemous. As rhetoric, probably a hyperbole. An exaggeration. And even if the conference is great, it's an exaggeration to say that is the very proof of God. So this was a statement that this conference is close to God, but of course it's an exaggeration. When it comes to Greta Thunberg, it's so many emotions. People get very devoted to her, and those who don't believe in her are very climate skeptic, very reactionary. She started in 2018, and the story about the lonely girl was a very clever spin. Ingmar Jensog was informed a week before she sat down. He visited her outside the Riksdagen and wrote about her on Facebook. Ingmar Jensog, he's a financier. He went to green business in 2018, and he was very influential in a think tank in Sweden and very powerful. And he wrote on Facebook on August 20, "I want to share an emotional morning with you. The day begins with delivering my three-year-old son to his new department in kindergarten. He said he will not be left alone in the new department in kindergarten. After a hard goodbye, where he does all he can try to show me that he's not sorry and that he fits in, I go to work with a bad feeling in my stomach. On the way to work, the road goes past the parliament. Dear Greta, 15 years old, sit striking alone against the whole world. We children don't often do what you say we should do as you do, and like you adults shit in my future, so do I. My name is Greta and I'm in the ninth, and I'm a school striker for the climate until election day." That was in 2018. And Jensog write, "This is what Greta says, and that the adult world must act. Is this a big question today about our destiny?" In this conference, people are interested in rhetoric, and many know a lot of rhetoric. So to tell what logos is possibly unnecessary. I will do it in a way. Logos presupposes that we have the same understanding of our concept. Logos, when people thought the world was flat, was logos when people thought the world was just a flat thing. Today we know much more about the Earth. When Greta Thunberg talks about science, it seems that she takes for granted that everybody has the same understanding of science as her. Not all science meets the requirement of truth and objectivity according to the ideal of Aristotle. In society, on the other hand, we often assume that factuality is truthful, although many politicians will say that five apples are seven, other politicians will say that five apples are two. Greta knows too little about the dilemmas in science. After all, science is about new knowledge, what makes previous knowledge less relevant or not relevant at all. At the same time, much knowledge is the same as 100 years ago. Greta Thunberg talks about science as if it was were laws instituted by God. All research is not a constant as the formula of the circumference of a circle. Science reacts yesterday's knowledge and research every day. Ethos is about the nature of the speaker. For politicians, for example, it's important to emerge as people with good and respectable qualities. For Greta Thunberg, it's about being a young person who has recognizable values about the importance of climate. Young people often seem more genuine than adults. It's a myth, but it's often like that. Pathos is about arousing feelings and commitment from the audience. Greta Thunberg's School Strikes are an effective use of pathos. The Lonely Sad Child, The Homemade Poster, and a great ability to speak about the necessity of acting for a sustainable climate. The rhetoric of fear is both known and little known. Since ancient time, we know that fear can give leaders more power. State leaders turn to an external enemy through politics, rhetoric, or war. The context that creates war, fear caused by various causes, can be unifying in a country. A state leader acting on fear can gain increased support through the rhetoric of fear. President George W. Bush played on the rhetoric of fear of the 9/11. He talked about the axis of evil. Bush used the term for the first time in his State of the Union speech, January 29, 2002, to describe regime that support terror. There is, of course, a big difference between Greta Thunberg and former President George Bush. What they have in common is that they play on fear. Many would probably think that's an unreasonable comparison, but it's not irrelevant for that reason. Where former President Bush's fear rhetoric appeared to be cynical, many would not think the same about Greta Thunberg, and she is not. She is flimsy, still a child. Now she is 20. It's easy to underestimate a child. In the framework of rhetoric, Greta Thunberg's speeches have a simplified language. She constantly refers to science as if it was the only truth. The history of science is a story of some truth that lasts for centuries. Her rhetoric has similarities to dictators and seducers of the public. I wanted to delete that because that's very provocative to say that she has similarity with dictators and seducers of the public. Her speeches give a picture of an apocalyptic situation where only radical measures will be good enough. In a speech in London in April 2019, she identifies with Extinction Rebellion. It's a very radical and extreme non-violent organization, which puts climate ahead of all other political issues. The real power belongs to people is a well-known slogan from the 1960s. Before the 60s, this was very new and partly unknown rhetoric, except in the speeches of trade union movement and political parties on the left in the 1960s. Greta Thunberg continues this tradition, even if she is very young. Greta Thunberg asked for change. Climate change gets much more attention thanks to Greta Thunberg. Said by a child, her message sounds normal. She asks for drastic changes, nearly demand for revolutionary changes. The Norwegian writer Kai Skagen believes Thunberg appears to be a person with a one-track thinking, blind to nuances and controversy. She assumes that the climate is the only thing that matters, according to Skagen. Her key points, several of her speeches have the same basic structure. They consist of simple, short sentences. The content is all about that the adults have failed, the solution are already known, science has all the answers, we have all the knowledge we need, adults are immature, children take responsibility by striking, children should not take responsibility for the adults. Her talks are partly outstanding, her voice is clear, she's partly an excellent speaker, yet she also was a vulnerable and shy teenager. That's part of her charm, but also a problematic issue. Greta Thunberg spoke at the World Economic Annual Conference in 2019. She sat in a chair and read from the script. The audience is top leaders from business and politics. She sits with pigtails and clothes that are strikingly outdated. The performance in Davos was 5 months after she sat down outside the Swedish parliament in 2018. Greta Thunberg's demand for reducing emissions will require radical transformation of society and politics. She said, amongst other things, "Our house is on fire. I'm here to say our house is on fire. According to the IPCC, we are less than 12 years away from not being able to undo our mistakes." And another quote, "We are facing a disaster of unspoken suffering for enormous amount of people, and now it's not time for speaking politely. We are focusing on what we can or cannot say. Now it's the time to speak clearly. Solving the climate crisis is the greatest and most complex challenge that Homo sapiens has ever faced." Another quote, "Adults keep saying we owe it to the young people to give them hope, but I don't want your hope. I want you to be hopeful. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act. I want you to act as if you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house was on fire, because it is," end of quote. It's a radical message which many people underestimate when a skinny girl with a pigtail and outdated clothes sits on the stage and talk. Thunberg does not have perspective on how we should act as society, only that people should panic. As rhetoric, that is dramatic. As a fact, panic is not desirable for anyone. It's perhaps a good metaphor, make one think. On the other side, panic is neither a feeling nor a situation in which to make the best decision. The combination of a slim girl in the chair on stage and the dramatic matches in the speech created excitement. Greta Thunberg believes that adults do not care about the climate because they will anyway die. It's a bit of an exaggeration. It's a hyperbole in rhetoric. She also attributes adult motives when she describes their motives as inferior to the younger generation. She said about adults thinking, "I won't be alive anyway, so screw it." She spoke after the strike in Battery Park in New York in September 2019. She said that the future has been stolen. She said, like she had said many times before, "Why should we study for a future that has been taken from us, that has been stolen for profit?" Greta spoke at the Youth Climate Conference organized by the UN next day. 1 year after the campaign started, she spoke with authority. She refers to everyone who has demonstrated for the climate and then says that young people are united and cannot be stopped. It's a strong message, also as rhetoric. No one can deny that millions were striking for a better climate all around the world September 20, 2019. She demands that politicians act. In her words, it gives a clear sense of action. She says that politicians cannot act without the demands of the youth. She gives the young people a rhetorical ethos. The speech in the UN in 2019 was a combination of theatre, a punishing style, like evangelic priests from previous centuries, rhetoric without respect for adults. The speech was structured around, "How dare you?" Everybody remember that one. It's a rhetoric that we know from a darker Christianity. Before, the rhetoric was typical in alternative Christian movements. It's a kind of rhetoric where the audience can expect to be punished for their sins, the climate sins. It's not a forgiving God in this rhetoric. The speech was not adapted to a young person's body language. Between the dark rhetoric, the studied fact, one could see a vulnerable child on the edge of an emotional plunge. She also held a speech in the UN Climate Change Conference in Madrid in December 2019. It was few facts. It was mostly criticism. She ends the speech with, "We the people, indeed a new kind of totalitarian populism as rhetoric." Greta Thunberg, the second time she visited Davos, World Economic Forum, from a sustainable perspective, the right, the left, as well as the center, have all failed. No political ideology or economic structure has been able to tackle the climate and environmental emergency and create a cohesive and sustainable world. Because that world, in case you haven't noticed, is current on fire. She repeated what she said in the year before. Our house is still on fire. Our inaction is fueling the flames by the hour. We are telling you to act as if you loved your children above all else. Indeed, a strong message, clever use as metaphors. At the same time, it's up to ordinary politicians to find solutions, as well as businesses to develop and use more climate-friendly technology. Her speeches all revolve around the same themes, of course. The sentences are short, and the message is almost brutal. The adults are to blame. The good moral is only by young people. It's elegant as rhetoric. Greta Thunberg draws a simple moral map. And although many could have done more for the climate, she is drawing a far too black picture of adults. She means business with her speeches. In Battery Park in New York, she said that they didn't strike for politicians to take selfies together with them. She demands politicians to act. She says nothing about how. She pointed her verbal finger in the eye of the Western world. She addressed the world leaders. They applauded even if she talked about them. She gave herself a moral upper hand and got it. The phenomenon Greta Thunberg was skillfully states. Greta was an is capable herself. And of course, this was not something she could do alone. And she really fulfilled her mother's dream of a Me Too for climate. Greta Thunberg managed to set the agenda for climate from 2019. She has a clear voice. She speaks English better than most Scandinavians today, including me. There was little room for nuance. Most powerful politician. The mass media is like a jungle where few people get much attention. Greta's rapid path to fame was both about her and skilled and very clever facilitators. Greta's mother, Malena Ernman, wrote in her book from 2018 that she wanted a Me Too for the climate. The crew behind her. The management behind Greta Thunberg has triggered both rumors and facts. Greta Thunberg has not worked alone, of course. Bo Thorén from Sweden, working with fossil-free Dalsland in a part of Sweden, invited Greta and young people spring 2018. The idea was to have a young person to front the climate cause. And he had several ideas for the young people to work with. One idea was school strike, and the other young people didn't like the idea, but Greta loved the idea. She went home and told her parents. From that perspective, the image of the unknown girl with a homemade poster is not entirely real. It's more about the story, and it's more complex, with several actors involved in everything from the idea to the implementation of the campaign. Renzo, who wrote about her the first day, was a key player in Greta Thunberg's first phase of the school strike for climate. When Greta Thunberg sat outside the parliament, Renzo brought a photographer. The photographer took the iconic pictures of the lonely girl with a homemade poster. Imar Rensog later admitted that he had been informed 1 week before Greta Thun started her strike for a better climate. In an email exchange with a person, he admitted that his company, We Don't Have Time, had helped her with spread the news about Greta globally, spread the news about her in the news media, helped her with Facebook, helped her with Twitter, produced videos on YouTube. This information contrasts with a story about a lonely girl with pigtails, a little bit like Pippi Longstocking. Svante Thunberg, Greta's father, is a former actor. He was a manager for his wife, the opera singer Malene Ermann, before Greta's campaign took off. Greta has several professionals and volunteers. The most important was Kevin Anderson. He's a British climatologist, and Greta sent her ideas to him and got response from him, and he thought of her as a young, clever student, like a trainee. Malena Ermann, the mother who has written a book, use often the phrase, we burn out on a burned out planet. So when people listen to Greta, it's the rhetoric of a family, not only her, sad to say. It's a great metaphor. Daniel Donner, who worked in Brussels, was Greta Thunberg's press spokesman. Greta Thunberg's journey started through cooperation with green business interest and brilliant PR. It was and is a secret about her and the help she received. I don't know everything. There is every reason to expect that everything is not known today. Greta, both honest and devoted, she's a real person, but also a stage person. The picture of the lonely girl is both true and both a staging of a story. She sat down and she's a stubborn young woman who wanted to do this, but it was also very clever people around her. As with pop stars, there's often a manager behind the band. Greta Thunberg has had and still has several advisors and associates, from her parents to professionals. The lonely girl with a homemade poster is beautiful. Reality is far more complex and a very good spin. Greta Thunberg has a clear message. She is not patient. She doesn't have time. She uses ethos when she blames the adults. It's not untrue that she says what she says about climate. The problem is that she has never been elected. Still, she demands action. Fame gave her a position. Politicians cannot speak like her. They wouldn't win election if they talked about climate like Greta. Greta Thunberg got climate issue high on the global agenda. There has been a greater willingness to invest in climate, much thanks to her. We still have a long way to go. Greta Thunberg's angry rhetoric probably gave politicians a guilty conscience. However, they, unlike her, must deal with democratic rules. Without any states electing her, Greta Thunberg told the world what to do. She was often strict like a priest from the time when hell had a more important part in Christianity. She was at the peak of her influence in 2020. She emphasized that climate is important. She rejected hope and demanded action.
Thank you so much also.